All right, y'all. Sorry about that. There were some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but we're on. I'm on anyway. Talking about wrestling. What can you say about wrestling? Today we're going to hit up the top five factions of all time. So with that being said, I think my top five would have to be the Horsemen. Got to go with the Horsemen. I mean, can't go wrong with the Horsemen. Any Horsemen, as long as Mongo McMichael's in there. I'll have to go with NWO. All right, hold on. See, I got the call up in here. Let me bring the call in. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
This is Black Nick Jenny. What's up?
What's up, brother?
What's going on with you?
I can't call it, man. Can't call it. Sorry, man. We're going to pick up on the...
No, everybody else here?
Well, right now, it's just me and you.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to everybody else. But anyway, the show must go on. So we're talking about the top five factions, man. What you think?
Charlie?
Go ahead. You already started, didn't you?
Yeah, I went with the Horsemen. Excuse me. I got to roll with the Horsemen. I got to roll with the NWO. Can't forget about DX. I still say the Freebirds was a faction. I'm sorry. I think the Freebirds was a faction. And I got to go with Devon Eric.
All right,
what
I can go with
that. What? I mean, who would you take out?
I'm kind of questioning. Which DX? I guess would be my question.
I'm going with
Freestyle Michael or after? Are you talking about the Road Dogg and this ass and all them?
I'm going with Road Dogg and Billy Gunn. They're my boys. Billy Gunn. Fuck Shawn Michaels.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Now I'm a Shawn Michaels fan.
No, I'm not a Michaels fan. And then more the words of my man Bret Hart, fuck that faggot.
Damn.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
So he's a flaming faggot. I'm just not a Shawn Michaels fan, but go ahead with your top five, man.
All right, well, okay. I gotta go. You gotta go with the Horsemen, and I go with the Von Erichs. I gotta go with the Heenan family.
They wasn't a faction.
Which are you talking about, the Kempeter Heenan family? Which Heenan family are you talking about?
It didn't make a difference. It was always Bobby Heenan, and he had the top stars. No matter who it was, he had the top stars.
Yo, what's happening, fellas?
What's going on, Kev? What's happening?
What's good?
What's up, man? It was a little under the weather, but I have to get in this conversation. What's going on?
Hold on a second, dog. How can you consider... That's not a faction, dude.
The Heenan family, that was a faction.
Who was it?
He had a couple of...
He did have a couple of them from AWA. From AWA to the WWF.
Yeah, he had a couple of factions, Heenan families. You can go with the Kempeter Heenan family, or you can go with the Kurt Heenan family.
Okay, give me some members, because I seem to can't remember them being a faction. But give me some members at one time. How many people was in the crew at one time?
At one time you had. Rick Rude, Andre the Giant, Kurt Hennig,
Haku,
Brock, who, yeah, you know, and at that time, I mean, he had the top star. You got it. And I'm saying that Heenan family for longevity. No matter who the newest star that came in there, Bobby Heenan got him. All because he wanted to get a chance at Hulk Hogan for the title.
True.
All right. What's your other two?
Okay, I gotta go with the NWO. Definitely gotta go with the NWO.
Which one, black or red? What's that,
you know,
NWO
honestly, I'm going with NWO, Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, and Scott Hall. That's it. Those three NWO members. So after that, it kind of got out of control. So black and white was the original three. And the last one I got to go with everybody shouldn't be forgetting, Devastation Inc.
Oh, my God. Dude, we talking all time, man.
One of your first factions. I mean, that was the first faction out there, really. Devastation Inc.
Devastation Inc.
Yeah, I mean, Kamala, the Super Destroyers, Mr. Link.
The one man gang.
Killer
always. Yeah. They always got their ass kicked by the Von Erichs.
Okay, and the Von Erichs got their ass kicked by the Freebirds. So shit, what the hell?
Freebirds got just as many wins as the Von Erichs against each other. It wasn't always one sided. Freebirds got their wins too.
Yeah, but no matter what, Devastation always had some gold in their account.
Yeah?
If nothing else, they had some tag teams.
I got a problem with two of yours, man. I'm sorry. The Henny and Devastation. I don't know about that one, man. I mean, I can roll with the Horsemen. I can roll with NWO.
Them other two?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, we're talking of all, the best of all time, man.
I mean, I think those are good picks.
Yeah, I totally forgot about Devastation Inc.
They suck. They never beat the Von Erichs. How can you not include the Von Erichs?
Who did beat the Von Erichs?
Other than the Freebird. Well,
who did beat the Von Erichs?
Freebird got their wins. Chris and Gino got their wins.
Who else did Daddy Von Erich let beat his boys? Who?
Yeah, he went to too many.
Right, when you write the script, you make sure your boys win. And I agree, the Freebirds were a great faction. They were. Those three took out all five of those cats and beat shit out of them. I give you that.
Okay. All right, let's go with Wick. What's your top five, man?
Number one, the Horseman, Wick Barry. Number two, DX, Billy Gunn, and Badass Billy Gunn and the Road Dog with Triple H and Shine. Number three, Von Erichs. Four, Freebirds. And five,
You had a whole week to think NWO, about it, man. Come on.
NWO, the Wolfpack.
All right. Anybody got any problems with that? I mean, that's my same top five. You just took my teams.
No, I got no objections to it. I think those are good picks.
Okay.
I like the picks.
All right, what's your top five?
Let's see. I also got to go with the Horseman. Horseman number one. Of course, the one with Barry Windham. I got to go with the Freebirds. I got to go with DX. Now, me, I know y'all going to say something, but I was more for the Shawn Michaels, Triple H, DX with Rick Rude and China. I was more for them because, I mean, granted, Billy Gunn them was more, how can I say it?
They took DX to a whole new level.
Yeah, but, I mean, to me, I like the original better. I think had Shawn not got hurt, they would have took it to another level. I mean, there's no I ain't saying nothing bad about the other DX, but I just prefer the DX with Shawn Michaels more so than the one with Billy Gunn. And what number am I at?
That's four.
And my fifth one, I got to go with the Heenan family as far as longevity, because Bobby Heenan kept the top stars from AWA when he had Ken Patera. Kim Patera, Big Bad Bobby Duncan, Jesse Ventura, Jerry Blackwell, all the way to you got Andre the Giant, Haku, the Islanders. Bobby Heenan kept a stable. So I gotta go.
Okay, now let me ask y'all a question. You take Devastation Incorporation. Put them up against the Heenings, who win?
Against the Heenan family?
Right. Who wins that match?
I would have to give it to the Heenan family.
Yeah, I got a problem. I agree with that.
I agree
okay.
with the Heenan family.
Now, you take the Heenan family, put them up against the Horsemen, who wins that match?
That's not fair.
The thing about the Horsemen was this. Collectively, they were there to make you look good. You know what I'm saying? So, they didn't mind taking a loss as a group. That was their whole thing, is to get there collectively. That one-on-one, though, you weren't getting titles from them that easy. But collectively, I mean, that's just like the war games. They lost every war games, you know. But nevertheless, they made you look so good at it that you really didn't realize. I mean, you didn't really even care the fact that they lost.
Okay, Mr. Commentary, who wins the match?
I mean, for the sake of looking at it from fans' point of view, the Horsemen will lose.
All right, Jimmy, who wins the match?
I have to give it to the Heenan family. They would.
So both of y'all basically saying the Heenan family is probably the top faction of all time.
No,
you don't see no other faction
that
would beat them.
No, I didn't say that it's top faction of all time. I'm just saying that.
Well, I'm asking you, who would beat them? What other faction in your top five would beat them? Because me personally, I don't think nobody can run with the Horsemen. I'm sorry.
I mean,
they're the top faction of all time.
I agree with that, but now I'm just saying from the point of a fan's point of view. Think about it. How many times have you ever seen them win collectively?
Yeah, they didn't ever win a war games.
No, seriously, I mean, do the research. How many times collectively have you seen them win? If it's more than two, they don't win.
Right. They didn't win too many 6-man matches, too many 8-man matches. They didn't do that.
Right. Their whole job collectively is to make the good guys look good. That's why I call them the faction of all time. Because they can make you could piece together a team. And the Horsemen would make them look like they were the great, like they're great.
Which goes back to my argument of last week. Mongo Mac Michael. Bring
no.
back to Mongo. Mongo made everybody look good.
We ain't gonna go back there. We ain't gonna even go that route today.
No. You brought it up.
This is what I gotta say. This, man. Now, come on. Now, I understand the concept that you're saying, but let's be realistic, man. And you really need to go to YouTube. Mongo Mathis, the guy with the stiff. He potatoed.
I never said he could wrestle. I never said Mongo MacMichael was the greatest wrestler out there.
Okay,
I said he's the greatest horseman.
No, hype. You call him a hype man. Call him what he is, a hype man.
And then, I mean, shit, he wasn't even a hype man. He was horrible. I mean, come on now. When you had, you put the Oli would be in a match, and Oli would make you look good. Okay. Well, Lex, he was horrible, too. Lex was a more important one, also. Aren't the greatest horse back on top of the one with Barry Windham in it, to me. I mean,
who?
You all with Barry
Windham. Barry.
That was the greatest horseman of all time.
Barry Windham,
I mean,
was the greatest fourth horseman of all time.
Horseman faction was one with Barry Windham. That's what you're saying,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, Barry, Arn, Tully, and Rick.
Well, but I disagree with that one. If we're going to go back straight up wrestling, Benoit was a better horseman than Barry Windham. Benoit!
But the group he was with wasn't good.
Okay, but then Dane Malenko put you to sleep after you had drunk a whole pot of coffee. So therefore, that faction wasn't the best one. Not to say that Benoit wasn't a good horseman. I like the Benoit personally. I think Benoit fit the win with the horseman. I think he took Tully's spot in a sense, because only thing, Benoit didn't have a mouthpiece. That was Benoit's biggest problem. Benoit never had a mouthpiece. But you had Barry, who also could wrestle and also could talk on that mic and aggravate you and piss you off. Benoit didn't have a mouthpiece, nor did Malenko. So if you ever noticed during that faction of the Horsemen, shit. Only two ever talked was Arn and Rick. Let's call a spade, the Horsemen, all the Horsemen were known for giving great interviews. You could put any one of them Horsemen in front of the mic, and shit, you got an A1 interview coming up. You got an A1 promo coming up. Couldn't do it when you had Chris Benoit and Dean Malenko. Damn sure couldn't do it with Mongo. His country sounding ass.
Woo, man. Don't be talking about Mongo. That's my dog.
Everybody got a suits and whatnot, and here he come with a motherfucking bear's coat on. Come on. Carrying a damn dog and a Halliburton. Come on, man. He was horrible.
And throwing up that four, baby. Throwing up that four. Okay. I'm going to switch gears for a second. I know we was going to talk about the top five worst gimmicks. We're going to still hit that one. But last night I was thinking, okay, one wrestler. Everybody get a shot at this. One wrestler. Let's say WrestleMania. You got one wrestler, one mic. End of the show. Who ends your show? Any wrestler of all time. Who ends the show? Who gives the best promo?
So what wrestler?
One wrestler. One wrestler. The show about to go off. You got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes of airtime left. You want to end the show with a big ass bang. You can pick any wrestler in history. Who gets the mic? I'll start with you, Jimmy. Who gets the mic? I mean, you want to end the show with a bang.
Hey, give me a second to think about that. I said, give me a second. Go to somebody else first. Give me a second.
Okay. All right. Whit?
Oh. I have a toss-up on that one. Cause it's two
one wrestler, man. You got to pick one. One wrestler.
Then I'm going to have to go with The Rock. He just changed the mic all the way around, man. Can't wrestle worth shit, but he can give a hell of a interview.
Okay. All right, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. Cass, who you got? One wrestler. 5 minutes.
Everybody know who Cass got.
88 Rick Flair. I mean, 88 Rick Flair, hands down. 88 Rick Flair. Rick Flair from the...
You going Rick Flair?
Give me a Rick Flair interview from the 80s any day over anything that somebody's been put. There's no one that can hold a candle to 80s Ric Flair. Those interviews were those were the blueprint for The Rock to go off of.
Okay. All right, Jim, you got somebody yet?
Yeah. If we don't close the show, we don't close the WrestleMania. I gotta go with Hollywood. I gotta go Hulk Hogan.
Hollywood Hulk
Hogan?
Not even Hollywood. Just Hulk Hogan. Oh yeah, I'm gonna let Hulk Hogan close the show.
Come on, man. Y'all forgetting about the greatest man on the mic.
Don't say so.
All three of y'all got good picks. Well, I don't know about the Hogan thing. You gotta give the Stone Cold, man.
I knew you were going to say that country talking ass, please.
Anybody can go out there and crowd participation than anybody on the mic ever.
What?
More than Flair.
What?
Anybody go out there and MF people all night long and they're like, oh, yeah, a bunch of, you can anybody go out there MF for a bunch of hillbillies and they say, oh, yeah, that's it, baby, all right.
Hey,
what
it works.
Hell?
But I can't give him one of the greatest mouthpieces. He just hyped the crowd up.
Participation alone, he did it.
Hold on. I got to say this. You got the music. The music hit the win. I understand what you're saying, because when the music hit and you hear the glass breaking and all that, and he out there blowing beers and all that, and okay, yeah. But now you got to think about it. Everybody we name, get your geek just on the interview alone with no pyro, no music, no nothing. I mean, I do give him one of the best as far as crowd participation, but as far as the best mouthpiece, no, I can't see it. Just ain't going to happen.
Come on, dude.
Now you got to admit, Hogan was doing what he was doing a long time ago before when he was still studying Steve, before he even got to NWA. I mean, Hogan was going out there hyping the crowd up, and, you know, you hit his music and the crowd goes crazy, and he's standing out there, he does his interview, and he poses for, you know, for the minute of the show, and they close the show.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, because you got to think about it. How many WrestleManias did Hogan end off just not even holding a mic, just posing? How many times did the show go off with you just seeing him dun 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 dun, 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 and all you seeing him is just posing?
Yeah, that's true.
And you give it to Stone Cold, man. Stone Cold got it hands down, dude. I like all y'all picks. Y'all picks are good. Your picks are good. But to end a WrestleMania, 5 minutes of airtime,
I really want to change my pick now. I really want to change my pick to Hulk Hogan. So, but now that you think about it, I mean, shit, how many WrestleManias? WrestleMania, Saturday night main events, hell, shit, endless. Where the show go off with him having a crowd just so fucking geek. I mean, he just pointing and posing. You got to give it to Hulk Hogan hands down. I didn't even think about that alone. But I was thinking about interviews, period. But when you said, like, closing the show out, you got to give it to Hulk.
Yeah, you got to give it to Hulk.
I'm about crowd.
He didn't have to say a word.
Right. He didn't have to say one word.
And then he could stand out there and you know what, me and Gene, you know, it was a rough battle, and, you know, and he can go through all that and then still pose the rest of the night long.
Right.
Well,
don't bullshit me.
Don't forget about the ear. You got to do the ear so the crowd can start getting louder and louder.
I mean,
he can sit out there for 10 minutes and just pose. He ain't got no beer in his hand, nothing. He's just out there posing. And the crowd don't want him to leave. The crowd do not want him to leave. He got to stay out there even longer because the crowd won't even.
Right. Crowd won't let him go.
The man can do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
The man can have a
Stone Cold.
Oh, I mean, you know, I when we put this show together, I really thought that we really gonna be on some real wrestling knowledge here. But brother, you really disappointed me with a lot of things you say.
You give it to Stone Cold, man. You go up. I guarantee you, you go to Vince McMahon right now, and him himself will end the show with Stone Cold before any other superstar you ever had.
But, that's not true, because he done ended a lot of WrestleManias with Hope just posing. He did a lot of at a Saturday night main event.
Okay, okay,
out there posing.
Okay, let's just go a regular old Raw, since y'all is so much into WrestleMania. Let's just go a regular Raw.
Same concept.
We end in Raw. Because everybody think Hogan is just Mr. WrestleMania all of a sudden. Actually, I thought that title belonged to Shawn Michaels, but that's just me. I don't like him either.
We said ending a show. We
you know
said
what?
Ending.
That's wrong with you.
I'm a WCW man.
That's what's wrong with you in the way you think anyway. See, you're not an open-minded person. See, you're so biased at the fact you don't even look at the overall things about a person. You just because you don't like
them. I get credit where credit is due, man.
And
you know
the title, no, I hate Hope.
I just
get,
don't.
For me to give him credit, that make my chaps goddamn hurt. But I have to get it to him. I can't stand him. But in the crowd, you want your crowd hype, you're going to have Hope out there posing. The man made kids eat their vitamins and drink their milk, dude.
We ain't talking about polls, though. I'm talking about interviews.
End of the show.
I'm talking about Mike.
It don't matter whether he holding that mic or he. I mean, come on, really? You really? I mean, Stone Cold. His whole gimmick to end the show is grabbing some beers and drinking them.
But it was crowd participation.
And you,
you can't tell me no. You cannot tell me nobody can fuck with the crowd like Stone Cold. Nobody. I mean, even when the man goes to the back, the next wrestler that come out, they still doing the what thing. Stone Cold ain't even out there. They still do the what thing today. Come on, and the man ain't wrestled in years. And they still doing the what thing today.
Okay.
And he's not even an active wrestler anymore.
It's catchy. It was catchy.
Motherfuckers been ripping their shirts off for the past 20 years. Your point?
My point is, he still got him doing the same thing.
Years after he's done, he
ain't even wrestling anymore, and they're still doing his chants. Ain't nobody out there posing anymore. Posing don't hype the crowd up anymore. Do you actually think the crowd would rather see Hogan out there posing or hear Stone Cold on the mic? Come on now, let's be realistic.
Hogan, is you dude? What wrestling don't you? What time warp are you in?
Ain't nobody trying to see Hulk Hogan posing, man. They rather hear Stone Cold on the mic because you don't know what you're gonna get. With Hogan, you know exactly what you're gonna get. You're gonna get him out there doing this thing, stick his hand up in the air, showing off his muscles. Big fucking deal. You put Stone Cold out there, you don't know what you're gonna get.
Okay.
Well, that's why they got my pick in WrestleMania.
Come on, man.
That's why they got my pick in the WrestleMania, the main event. He ain't even wrestled. They made him the main event a year before the WrestleMania.
Oh man,
so
they killed wrestling
about
with that
shit.
That's why people start watching wrestling, man. How you gonna make the main event a year from now?
Talk about my, but they still want to hear what he got to say though.
Oh, that's bullshit, man. I don't even know what Vince McMahon even went that route, man. How you gonna make the WrestleMania main event a year from now?
We trying to figure out, just like you, how you trying to make Stone Cold the greatest mouthpiece out there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Stone Cold. That's my dog.
Crowd participation.
So you saying he'll out-talk Rick, an 80s Rick. He'll out-talk, get more crowd potential than an 80s Rick or a Rock.
Stone Cold get more crowd participation than any wrestler out there. I'm sorry, he does. He does. Y'all need to go back on YouTube and look at some of his interviews in the ring. He gets more participation than anybody.
But, I mean, look at the longevity of it, dog. You sitting there talking about you a wrestling fan. You ain't, I mean, okay, that's been going on since, all right, He started off with the what thing, let's see, what, 10, maybe 12 years ago? All right.
At the most.
All right. Okay. Hogan been having motherfuckers doing this shit since the 80s.
Don't forget about the woo. Now they still say the woo.
Out there in the front yard, want to tear your shirt off. So come on.
Hell, they say the woo in WWE, and he ain't even in that wrestling no more.
They don't say when they see him.
Hogan
can only get a pop. Listen, Hogan can only get a pop when he's in the ring, right? That's what y'all saying, right? When he's in the ring, he's doing his posing and everything, right? Stone Cold could be in the back doing an interview from the back, and he's still getting the crowd participation. He's still getting a what?
Okay.
In order for that to work for Hogan, you have to see Hogan. He has to be in the ring. Two poles.
But shit, that what?
That's not true. He can pose in the back, too.
Right.
But he ain't going to get the pop like Stone Cold would in the back. Hogan got to be in the middle of the ring.
I want to test your shit about this what shit. You keep talking about, they've been saying what all the time. Okay, like I said, 10, 12 years. You name a motherfucker era when a motherfucker did a chop and motherfucker didn't holler. Woo! That's been going on for damn near 30 years now. Who did that?
I got you there.
Who did that?
Huh?
Not the point.
What?
You're a jackass.
Wow.
Y'all missing the point.
Wow.
Stone Cold is still the man in WWF. I'm sorry.
Okay.
WWE, I'm sorry.
Rick, yes, nigga, you could go any motherfucking federation, and once you hear chop, woo! And that's been going on in every federation. So why you talking that bullshit, man? Go ahead on. Like I said before.
Stone Cold don't have to be in the ring to get a pop. That's all I'm saying. He ain't got to be in the ring to get that pop. Hogan got to be in the ring.
No, you hollered that what shit. Bring your shit to the table. Are you disputing it? Are you talking about...
Because people... Today, you turn on Raw tomorrow night, and you still going to hear that what. And that's it. You still going to hear that what. And he ain't even there.
Okay,
you ain't going to get that. Hogan can't get that pop in the other federation that he in.
Okay,
there
he can't get that pop in WWE.
No, WWE, he in TNA. He got it. You got the
TNA, right.
What I'm saying.
Hogan can't get that. He can't get that same pop as Stone Cold. He just can't.
What about Flair, nigga? You keep avoiding the fucking question. What about Flair? You keep sitting there talking about
Flair. The chop shit is good. I mean, I'll give you that. You do a chop, you hear the little Ric Flair call.
How long you been hearing it?
Well, you've been wrestling longer than Stone Cold. What do you expect?
Okay, motherfucker, don't be. You just said the magic word. The magic word. When he got 20, 30 years up under his belt, then come to me with that Stone Cold shit.
Oh, man. Fuck what you're talking about. Stone Cold still get the what? I don't care what you say. He ain't even in the Federation anymore, and he still get the what? He ain't even on TV since Tough Enough, but he still get the what? You understand what I'm saying? He ain't even wrestling. Flair's still wrestling. Flair's still relevant out there.
Okay, so in other words, what you're telling me is that, and I guess in all honesty, you believe that he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame right now.
Who, Stone Cold?
Yeah.
Well, hey, according to the rules, he should be.
Really?
He was one of the top guys in WWF. Of course he's going to the Hall
God.
Of Fame. All the top guys in WWE go to the Hall of Fame. Of course he is.
You don't think
Vince going to keep Stone Cold out? Stone Cold's already in the Hall of Fame.
I'm not saying. Listen, brother, why don't you try to listen, man. See, you so narrow-minded and one-sided when it comes to this shit.
That's what you said. You said Stone Cold should be in the Hall of Fame. Did you or did you not say that?
I asked you, do you think he should be right now?
My answer is yes.
Okay, so you think, I mean, you really think that he's supposed to be in there before some of them 80s legends?
Yeah.
That paved the way.
If you go off of that criteria, yes.
Well,
he was the number one merchandise seller in WWE for years.
Okay.
For years. He was the number one seller. Multiple titles. Multiple federations.
What is your definition of old school? Who old school to you?
What you mean old school?
Who's
old school? Going off the criteria that they're using for the Hall of Fame. Merchandise, title holders. The man held multiple titles in multiple federations. He had the tag team belts with Brian Pillman. He was Intercontinental Champion. He was a world champion. I mean, come on. What else do we got to do? You don't think he deserved to be in there?
Okay, well, all right.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay,
no,
I'm not.
You
okay. Since he's held multiple titles, then, if that's the case, shouldn't Sid Vicious be in the Hall of Fame? I mean, he's had every world title damn near.
Yeah, but he never plays to the crowd. Stone Cold plays to the crowd.
You name me one player.
You name me one guy in the Hall of Fame who didn't play to the crowd.
Vern Gagne.
There you go.
Vern Gagne.
What about
Tama?
You said name one guy, Vern Gagne. I got to agree with him.
Anyway.
Vern Gagne.
Anyway.
Stone Cold
should be there. He deserves to be there.
Vern Gagne sold an ounce of merchandise for WWE. He ain't made a dime for WWE, but he's in the Hall of Fame. So that whole crap.
But he also owned his own promotion too.
But that ain't nothing to do with WWE Hall of Fame. Your criteria was multiple titles, merchandise sales. That's what you just said. And Brian did a damn thing for the WWE or had a WWE tag team title. Well, no tag team title, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I don't know how many titles a man held. But, I mean, the man owned a promotion. Of course Vince is going to put him in there. He was his competition. Why wouldn't he be in there?
We're going to go around in circles because you just stuck on Stone Cold. So go right ahead, man.
He contradicts himself so much. He contradicts
himself. I'm contradicting myself because
Stone Cold deserves to be there.
No,
Stone Cold deserves to be there.
This is what you used it on. You said that because of the merchandise, because of that. But like you said, Vern Gagne ain't selling one motherfucking thing for the WWE.
But Vern Gagne also owned his own promotion.
Didn't have nothing to do with the WWE.
Vern Gagne also was WWF's number one competitor back in the day.
Didn't have nothing to do with WWE.
Okay. I mean, all right, whatever.
I mean, we're going by what you said.
And I want you to.
He didn't do shit for the WWE.
You're talking like Stone Cold should be in there.
No, what I'm saying is this. I'm not saying that Stone Cold don't deserve to be in there one day. I just think it was too soon. I think it's more people that should have went in before him. I think it's more people should have went in before Shawn Michaels. I think it's more people that should have went in before Bret Hart.
Now, that's being honest.
Talk about Bret.
That's being honest.
I'm
going to talk about Bret.
I mean,
nobody's had nothing negative to say about Bret.
Oh, really?
Bret Hart by far. In my opinion,
the biggest crybaby in wrestling. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, the biggest crybaby in wrestling. I agree with that. Yeah. You're right.
Come on, man. Y'all must have been watching Bret Hart. You can't tell me nobody was better than, who was better than Brett?
Brett, you know,
and
what?
Brett's
and
Jay.
I'm going to tell you like
Brett Jay, who was better than Brett?
I'm going to tell you like Vince said, Brett screwed Brett.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying in Bret Hart's day,
okay,
they won wrestler that was better in the ring.
We're not taking away that. What we're saying is, look, man, for once, instead of trying to think that you know everything, why don't you listen?
I never claimed to say I knew everything.
I mean,
that never came out of my mouth. That came out of your mouth. Appreciate the compliment, brother.
You's a jackass. Appreciate that one. Nah, like I was saying,
Bret Hart is the greatest wrestler ever, man. There's nobody better than Bret Hart. Nobody.
No,
We can get technical. We can get brawling in there. However you want to wrestle, Bret Hart will wrestle you that way.
Yeah,
and
make
you
never,
look good and himself look good.
I never said Bret couldn't wrestle, man. This is my whole thing about you. You don't listen to nobody, dog. All you do is listen to yourself. I mean, I never said Bret couldn't wrestle. I never said Bret couldn't brawl. I never said Bret wasn't a great wrestler. All I said is towards the end, like I told you last week, towards the end, Bret tarnished his career. I mean, Bret's supposed to do what everybody else is supposed to do. Everybody else, they move and they adapt. Stop crying. Yeah, you got screwed, but believe me, you wasn't the first wrestler in the world to get screwed. You wasn't the first. You ain't going to be the last. I mean,
that was all part of the game plan, dude.
Yeah, but your car.
Have you seen his behind the story stuff?
Yes, I have.
That was all part of the promo, man. The anti-American thing. That was all that stuff was Vince's idea, and he just ran with it. You can't tell your boss no.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that after Bret got screwed, he couldn't let it go. I mean, all the greats then got screwed once or twice. Hell, Hogan then got screwed. Flair then got screwed.
Hold on for a second, man. Jim, is that you again?
Yeah, that's Jim.
Sorry,
oh, okay.
All right.
I mean, they all then got screwed, man. Everybody, if you're in the wrestling business, you're going to get screwed. Okay, you take it and you keep it moving. I mean, if you look at any shoot interviews, ain't a wrestler you know ain't going to say, well, I know, I never got screwed in wrestling. Every wrestler got screwed. Bret, you cried about it for 2, 3, maybe 4 years. I mean, that's all you ever cried about is you getting screwed. I mean, let it go. And then here's the fucked up part about it. Where is he at now?
Back where it all happened.
In the WWE.
Back where it all began. Yep, back where it all began.
Right back in the WWE. You did all that bitching, moaning, and crying, and you're right back there.
Didn't he take another screwdriver from Vince when he came back?
I don't know.
I mean,
it was some kind of little gimmick they did.
And you know why? And you know why Bret came back there? Because Bret realized Bret screwed Bret. Now, you, to him, oh, fuck Vince, I hate Vince. Vince did this, Vince did that. I'll never see Vince. I'll see Vince. The last time I see Vince, it'll be a cold day in hell. And you're working for the man again. You know why you're working for him again? Because you know that your legacy was left tarnished.
Well, you know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one.
Mm-hmm.
I totally disagree with everything you just said. But that's just me. I still believe Bret Hart is the greatest wrestler ever. I believe it. I'm sorry. If we go back just in the ring, fuck the promos, fuck all the bullshit backstage, fuck all that. If we just go in the ring,
we'll see, that's
from bell to bell, I believe in my heart that Bret Hart is the best wrestler.
That's the case. You got to go with my boy Larry Land, too, then. Larry Sabisco. He was a hell of a mug out there with no promos.
And see, that's what I got. And that's the whole thing about it, dog. You can't just say, well, just wrestling-wise. With wrestling comes a whole package. you not only do you gotta be, not only do you gotta be marketable in the ring, you gotta be marketable outside the ring. Brett did develop how to be marketable outside the ring later on. That's how he got the world title push, because he realized, okay, yeah, I can wrestle, but I gotta also be marketable. You got to be marketable. Don't get me wrong, Brett had the look, Brett had the image, Brett had everything. That's why you think they finally told him, all right, dog, you're going to have to start talking on this mic. You're going to have to start talking on this mic. We got to give you we got to give you something. I mean, just being a fighting champion just didn't cut it. I'm not taking that away from Brett. And Brett got that first world title reign. Hey, I feel like Hogan screwed Brett. Hogan screwed Brett way before Sean did. But, hey, you have to come up with something. That anti, like you said, that anti, whatchamacallit, you know why they made Brett a bad guy? Because Brett wasn't appealing no more. Yeah, he's still marketable, but we got to do something to make it more appealing. And shit, for all practical purposes, they resurrected the man's career with the anti-American thing. Because Brett was on his way down. He was on his way downhill.
Yep.
He cried and bitched about it, but just like Hogan, when Hogan turned to Hollywood, that was the best thing to happen to Brett, because he was on his way out.
I agree.
I thought of that emotion.
Of course. And of course, as always, I was the bad guy. All right, well, look, we're going to move on, y'all. We ain't got that much time. We got to get the top five worst in there. Top five worst gimmicks. Well, let's go top three. We'll start with Wick. Top three worst gimmicks ever.
Ooh.
In your opinion.
Come back to me. It's so many of them. Well, it's not so many. It's just so many unforgettable ones. So come back to me. All
right. Jimmy, you got three?
All right. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been thinking about this one. All right. I have five. Okay, we'll go with three. All right. Number three, I got to go with Oz. Kevin Nash is Oz. That's number three. Number two, I got to give to the Shockmaster. And
Kevin
number
Sullivan.
One, no, the Shockmaster. When a tugboat came out there, the Shockmaster, and fell through the wall.
I'm thinking of the Taskmaster. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he fell through the wall. That was the worst give and get. Because then after that, they had every match he fell down, he was walking to the ring. That was the only way they could save it. And number one is one that everybody's probably going to forget. Number one was Tony Atlas when they turned him into Saba Simba and had him out there dressed like Shaka Zulu and had him wrestling in that ring. That's
I forgot all about that one.
That's number one.
Wait a minute, say that number one again.
Tony Atlas when he was a Shaka Saba Simba when they had him out there dressed as those in the wrestling clothes, the African clothes, I guess like new age Shaka Zulu or whatever it was.
Oh, God, I forgot all about that one.
He found his African heritage, and then he was out there. He was out there with that little speedo on and barefooted, dressed, looking like some African reject.
Okay. All right, man. Can I get my three?
Go ahead.
All right, man. Number three, I got to get that one. He took one of mine, so I'm gonna go with like it's so many we can all pick some and won't bump heads. I gotta go with that Bastion Booger. Remember Norman the Lunatic where they brought him in as Bastion Booger?
That was my number four. That was number four on my list. I had him as number four.
Bastion Booger.
Yeah. And number two, I gotta go with and Vince really did at this point. Vince really tried to kill Dusty's career. When he brought him in as a common man with the polka dots and all that, that was horrible.
Oh, yeah, that was one of, yeah.
Now, my num- number one, and I really didn't like this because I really was a Terry Taylor fan.
Oh, you took my
man, that's my number one, dog.
You took my
number one.
Not the red rooster.
The red rooster, man. That's the horriblest thing ever created.
I don't know. That Sabathimba was pretty bad.
The red rooster was just, oh, my goodness. I don't even see how he come to the ring like that, man. his job had to be on the line, man. I mean, they had to tell him, if you don't do it, we're going to fire your ass.
Yeah, he needed the money.
He even had his hair up like a rooster, man.
I remember.
It was horrible.
Yeah, that.
I'm like, you left the UWF for this.
And he was a big player in UWF too.
This is what you left for?
They must pay him some money.
I don't have three, man. I got two. I got the Red Rooster and Owen Hart as the goddamn superhero. I can't remember the goddamn name. What was his name?
The Blue Blazer.
And the Blue Mini. That shit was horrible too.
Oh, I got what? I could stand Dwight the Clown.
You know what? I didn't like Doink. I learned to like Doink because the simple fact is that even though he was a jackass and he was actually a clown, he could actually wrestle his ass off. He could out wrestle damn near any motherfucker there.
Yeah, but they could have gave something
else. I mean,
and
hey,
the insane clown posse when them rappers tried to come there and wrestle.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell they are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I guess I just hate clowns. I don't know.
I guess so.
All right, we go one more, y'all. In your opinion, what do you think the worst wrestling move, not the worst wrestling move, but I'm talking about as far as the front office go, what do you think the worst thing they ever did for wrestling? We'll start with what you think the one thing that Bischoff did when he had WCW, what do you think his worst mistake was?
We have to take a while for that one. We have to do that one next week. That might require some thinking there.
How about the worst match ever? Change it to the worst match ever.
Oh, man.
The worst match ever?
Can I say mine? I can see it. The Brock Lesnar and goddamn Bill Goldberg match.
That was my pick. Well, hold on. I got one to top that. And it was recent. It was a recent match. The Sting Jeff Hardy match.
Oh well, yeah. But Jeff said it the other night. He was full of drugs. He said that.
Yeah, but
he probably would have here.
He said he was.
And that was the most horrible match ever. I mean, he didn't even. I mean, he couldn't
even
win hold.
I didn't see that one. I ain't watched wrestling in so long. They need new writers or something. This storyline's terrible.
Well, I tell y'all this. I think the worst move that Bischoff ever made was giving that fucking actor the belt. What the fuck was his name?
David Arquette.
David Arquette.
That had to have been the worst move ever.
David Arquette.
Yeah.
Let that man walk away with the belt.
That had to have been
the worst decision ever.
You pretty much slapped every wrestler in the world in the face.
Especially every world champion.
Right. And
he gave him the world belt.
Right. He's in the record books as a world champion. David Arquette is in the record books as a world champion to this day. He's a W World Heavyweight Champion, David Arquette.
It's in the books.
I think he set wrestling back 100 years when he did that shit, man. It wasn't even no call for that shit.
I disagree. I don't think it set wrestling back. I don't think I've ever seen anything in wrestling that bad that far back. I really can't. You can't blame the old school on that one. You can't say it set nobody back. That was the dumbest shit I ever seen.
Yeah, that's got to go as one of the dumbest, Okay, well, real quick, y'all. What do you think about, okay, I mean, I don't know if y'all, you know, we're supposed to be wrestling fans here, so we're supposed to at least keep up on some type of current events. What do you think about the Kevin Nash situation? What do you think about Kevin Nash coming back?
Well,
he got fired the other night, didn't he?
Huh? Well,
He's coming back as Diesel, right?
Hey, you know, he's back as Kevin Nash, but I don't think he's gonna be fired because, you know, Witch McCall got the limo with him, so I don't think it's the end of him. But I mean, as far as shock value and as far as good TV, I liked it because I mean, we got a lot of people that's there, we got a lot of people that's in wrestling, but I mean, there's really no big names there no more. There's no names that really just sticks out to you. And, I mean, to bring Kevin Nash back was just a nostalgia sake and, you know, for the boost of ratings. But I think it was a hell of a job. I like the way I like the fact that they brought him back like that in that type of capacity.
All right, I'm going to save my comment. I'm going to let everybody else. What y'all think? Good or bad? Give me good or bad Nash back.
As long as he doesn't wrestle, I think it's a good move. If he gets that old ass in the ring, it's going to be terrible.
Right. Of course, so that's why they didn't let him wrestle in SummerSlam. I mean, I just like the way how they brought it back. Just
bring him back as the interference, man, you know.
Every now and then, you need star power. You know, just to, you know, do something.
But they tell you to see Kevin Nash, the 1-2-3 kid ain't too far behind.
Like I said, just don't let Kevin Nash wrestle. If not, it's gonna be sucked up. That's all I'm saying. Don't let him get in the ring because I've seen him in the ring lately.
I agree with that. Yeah, I see it too. I've seen him on YouTube and just keep the capacity he in is just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be backstage. I would love to be backstage when they brought him back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure a lot of wrestlers didn't want to see him back there.
Well, I'd have been pissed if I worked back there. I'd have been pissed.
So would I.
And I'm back in the back doing house shows, and this motherfucker gets airtime on Raw because that's Triple H's buddy. I'd have been shitty. I would have been pissed.
So would I. I'm pretty sure it's probably 60-70% of those wrestlers that's like, fuck, this is some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, but as a fan, I mean, what I'm asking as a fan, I mean, did you like it as a fan? Just, okay, you know, as far as him just, I mean, because he has a Legends contract. He has a Legends contract, which means, you know, he's not going to do nothing, you know. Yeah, I mean, if he do get in the ring, it will probably be for one time out of a year or something like that, you know, or whatever they need him to do. But
right.
As far as, like, just active wrestling, no, please don't do it.
I hope not, man. I mean, I don't want to see an old clique. Because goddamn, them motherfuckers in their 40s, 50s. I mean, how old is Nash? Nash got to be, what, early 40s?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's probably somewhere around the early 40s.
Yeah, he got to be up there.
Yeah, well, hell, he played with Magic Johnson in, college, so shit, yeah.
Maybe late 40s.
Maybe. But we'll see how it works out. I mean, everybody thought the CM Punk thing. I knew that shit was a working jump. I knew that shit was all part of the script, man.
Yeah, but
there ain't no way they let that man get on there and say all. I mean, I think his interview was straight from the heart. I don't think his interview was part of the script. But once he won the title, there's no way. There's no way he was leaving. Vince ain't going to let you leave with the title.
Which leads me to believe that they're trying to go back to the Attitude Era.
Could be.
With
the Truth and the Miz out there saying whatever the hell is on their mind, too, you know.
Right, and I don't think they're going to go as far as they did back then, but I think Vince done realized, okay, this fan friendly shit ain't working for me.
Right.
I got to get a little edge back on to wrestling. This fan friendly shit is not working.
That PG shit is horrible, man.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you really had run-ins. There ain't no... I can't remember the last time I seen a good chair shot.
Ain't no
TNA. And you got and you got Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan letting everybody say whatever the fuck they want to say on TNA.
Right.
They motherfucking and everything else on TNA. They're just beeping it out, but you know what they said, you know.
Okay, now, let me ask. Go ahead.
I know all I'm about to say is that I really think that, I mean, with what you saying that, the Bully Ray character, I think they need to just let him run.
Let him just do his thing, huh? So this
working.
I mean, the crowd hates him.
Yeah.
The crowd is hating
him. That's like the gimmick that's going right now, that Bully Ray character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, but now let me ask y'all a question right quick.
You know?
Let me ask y'all a question. Who do you think has the all-around better talent, WWE or TNA? I mean, I know WWE is much bigger. Way more money behind them with the marketing and everything. Just as pure talent. Who do you think got the better wrestlers?
I'm going to go with TNA.
TNA got some talent, some young talent.
I agree. I got to go with TNA.
Okay, so do I. I think they got way better wrestlers, man.
Oh, yeah, I
got
to go with
TNA.
You
know what I'm saying?
They actually still, they wrestle through high-risk moves. WWE just...
Right.
Right. Maybe I'll jump off the top rope tonight.
Yeah.
Well, they got the high flyers too. That Finn Kiera dude. That motherfucker was tight as hell when he first got there, man. I mean, he got caught up in the drug thing, but I think that motherfucker can wrestle, man. I think you put him and Mysterio together, man. I think they hold the belts for a while.
Nah, I wouldn't put him and Mysterio together because he would show Mysterio up right about now.
Yeah, him and old Rey Mysterio, that'd be good. But you know, a little overweight and slow Rey Mysterio, that ain't it.
Too many burritos.
Yeah,
right.
it's just, if
Mysterio wanted to keep his career going, he would let that young boy carry the damn match.
Nah, if you want to keep your career going, you stay as far away from him as possible because he's going to show Rey Mysterio up.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying, though. If Rey Mysterio wants to stay relevant, he's going to have to get with somebody. He ain't going to be able to do it in singles. He's going to have to get with somebody.
Not with him. He will show Rey Mysterio up every day of the week.
I agree with you 100%.
Why would I mean? Hey, shit! I don't want to see you no more. I'd rather just see Sin Cara. So I would stay the fuck away from him.
Y'all some rough wrestling fans, but
I don't know, man. I think if he want to keep his, if he want to stay relative, keep them checks coming in. He gonna have to tag with somebody. And why not? I mean, he Mexican. Why not the next up and coming greatest Mexican wrestler ever?
Okay. Look at it from this point. I mean, if you can't do half the moves that this guy's doing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just think about it. If I'm a high flyer and you a high flyer, but you can't do the moves that you used to do no more, but now when I tag you in, I mean, this guy's jumping everywhere. I mean, he's doing stuff that I used to do 10 years ago that I know.
Yeah,
I
that
can't
motherfucker do some shit
then
too.
Then you tag me in, and here I come with a belly flop off the top rope. Come on, man! People not gonna want to see me. They want to see him, and putting me next to him ain't doing nothing but showing everybody how old and how fat and out of shape and how much I can't do this no more.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Kaz. I agree with you, Kaz. I agree with you 100%.
I still think the man can go. He got a little bit left in the tank, man.
I'm not saying he don't have nothing left in him. I'm just saying if you put him next to Sin Cara, it would just be like, I mean, it would be career suicide.
Okay, who do you tag him with? He's going to have to be a tag team player.
I don't know. I don't know who I would tag him with, but Sin Cara would not be it. I mean, if I'm right, no, I don't want to go nowhere near him.
I'm saying, who do you tag Sin Cara with?
Nobody.
Who,
Who's you gonna tag him with?
Why would you tag him with somebody? Shit.
Yeah, that's kind of wrong.
You let him do his thing. Let him stay a solo.
Yeah, he gonna get something else.
Mark my words, man. He gonna be in a tag team.
I mean, if you tag him with somebody, then you take away from him. You taking away. I mean,
this guy
flies around the ring, dog. You want to see him at every given time possible.
I think their tag team division needs help, man.
Okay, but not
Sin Cara.
Not Sin Cara. Unless you bringing somebody else in that's just as good as him, you don't tag him up with nobody.
Yeah, they got to do something, man. They got to bring some excitement to the tag team division on either brand.
I agree with that, but I mean, right now he's like one of the hottest cruiserweights around. I mean, why do you stifle him by tagging him up? People want to see him in the ring constantly. Don't nobody want to see him standing on the apron. They want to see him constantly moving.
Well, they say that about a lot of singles, but they end up going tag. I mean, look at Billy Gunn. I think Billy Gunn was a hell of a singles wrestler. But he made his niche in tag team. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you think about it, Billy Gunn was a hell of a singles wrestler, but he made it, his niche was tag teaming.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what he originally came out as, a tag team. Smoking Guns?
Right.
Right, okay. I mean, what's that? I ain't understanding your point. I mean, he's always been a tag team wrestler.
But my point is, they tried to make him a singles wrestler, which I thought he was pretty good as a singles wrestler. But once he went back to tag team, his career took off. You know what I mean? I mean, if you go back in time, think about all the singles wrestlers that end up getting into tag teams. And their career went even further, went even higher. You know what I mean? Now, this Sin Cara dude, I mean, he's pretty fucking good. The dude got moves for your ass. I would love to see him and Dean Malenko together, to be honest with you, because them two motherfuckers got moves for your ass. You got to put that guy in a tag, man.
They didn't bring him in there to be a tag team wrestler. You don't have press conferences and shit to bring somebody in to put him with a tag team and have him team up with somebody. You don't do that.
They had big press conferences
and all types of shit for him.
I understand it.
Go ahead.
You want him in the ring as much as possible. You don't want him standing on the apron. Don't nobody want to see Sin Cara standing on the apron. Everybody want to see Sin Cara in the ring doing something unbelievable. You don't want to see him standing on the apron at no time.
You got to keep on singles. That's what draws the crowd.
Right. Don't nobody want to see him standing. If he's the hottest thing out right now, why would I want to see him just standing on the apron? I want to see him in the ring at all times.
Yeah, I want to see him with a belt, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other than
the tag.
Got the U.S.,
Intercontinental, U.S.?
Right.
He'll get something. He won't get the world, but he'll get one of them.
Right. He ain't getting the world title. Now, that I can tell you. He ain't getting the world title. Well, if they do give it to him, they do the Red Mysterio and give it to him for 2 weeks and then take it back.
Right.
No, I think you team that guy with Kevin Bourne and just let him fucking run.
So now you got him with Kofi Kingston, who just can't seem to find nothing to do with him.
Air Boom, which they make a great team. So why break them up? They the tag team champions.
You take that belt from him, man. And you get that kid, him and Kevin Bourne. I mean, just imagine, dude. Just think about that team.
Kevin Bourne and Kevin Bourne.
Just think about the moves you're gonna see, man. Huh?
Evan Bourne, not Kevin.
I said Kevin.
It's not Kevin. Evan.
Oh, Evan. Oh, I always thought the motherfucker's name was Kevin.
Oh, you can't be a wrestling kind of soup on saying all this wrong stuff, man.
Hey, man, I thought that motherfucking name was Kevin all this fucking time. I just name him all the time. I'm thinking Kevin Bourne. But anyway, you put them two together. Think about it. You put them two together. What tag team that's out right now could even last with them two dudes, man?
Okay, but
in any federation.
How about this? You put them in a match together. That's even better. You put them against each other. That's even better.
Oh, yeah, that would be a classic.
Now you got nonstop action from bail to bail.
They're going to be flipping and jumping. And
right.
That would probably be a hell of a fight match. Be a hell of a fight match.
I mean, think about it. If you put them two in a tag team together, who else can, nobody can really deal with them. I mean, you would actually have to find two wrestlers that could deal with them. There's not two wrestlers that could deal with them two.
Okay, I give you that. All right, so they you know they're going to cut us off in a second. But let me get one more out there for everybody. One match you would love to see, whether it's same era, different era, whatever. The match I would love to see would be a 1980 match with Hogan versus Flair. But would love to see them two motherfuckers go at it. Somebody give me a match. I'm saying Hogan versus Flair in their primes.
I got one. Arn and Tully in their prime against Gino Hernandez and Chris Adams.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, that would be a great one.
That'd be a good one.
You know what?
Yeah.
I you know what I would love to see? A Nick Bockwinkel in his prime against Ric Flair.
Oh, that's a good one. I got one more. Hulk Hogan in his prime against Jesse the Body in his prime.
Well, you know, we've seen that one. All you got to do is check out AWA, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, for that matter, you can check out early WWF.
Jimmy, give us yours right quick before they cut us off.
Andre the Giant versus the Big Show.
Power man. The biggest athletes in the world.
That's right. Andre the Big Show. That Teddy House.
Andre can move for a big motherfucker, though.
So
Big
Show
can, too, as a matter of fact.
That's what I said. That'd be the Battle of the Big Men, the real one, a real Battle of the Big Men.
I think they
head cover Big Show, man. They made him too much as a Andre, man, when he first started. I think WCW kind
of
hurt him.
Oh, and he's
a big motherfucker. He can move.
And if you look at his documentary,
yeah, he says that.
He says that too. He said that WCW fucked him. And like you said, which he didn't think about it, and I didn't, and probably none of us did think about it, is that Hogan brought him along so quick so he could build himself up.
Right. And never really got a chance to develop his talent.
Right. Who better to destroy Andre's son than Hulk Hogan?
Right.
Well, I think the man got totally fucked. I think Big Show got skills. I think that big motherfucker can go.
And like they told him, fucker, wait a minute. You 500-something pounds. You doing drop kicks off the top rope? You can't do that.
Yeah, that big motherfucker was doing some shit.
That big motherfucker can go. To be that fucking big, man, and to be as agile as he was, man, to be that fucking size, man.
I mean, they didn't want him doing nothing. They didn't want him throwing no drop kicks. I mean, shit. I say, I ain't saying he was a luchador, but the boy could move to be that fucking big.
Yeah, but you also got to look at it from their point of view, too, though. That big motherfucker coming up the top rope, he gonna hurt something real quick. He gonna fuck some shit up real quick. That's a lot of weight coming down, man.
Yeah, but that's why you're supposed to teach him how to come off the top.
That's Even when he fall, that's a lot of fucking weight.
Yeah, but like you said, had they taught him what to do and what not to do, he'd have been better. But Hogan's only thing was, okay, I want to bring him up real fast and destroy him. You know what I'm saying? Like they said, who better to take out Andre's son than Hulk Hogan?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad he went to WWE. I'm so glad. I hate that Vince bought WCW. I think him buying up everything was, I think that shit was horrible for wrestling, man. I'm sorry. I believe it. I think it was a bad mistake for him to buy the company.
No competition. So that's a discussion for a different day, because that's going to take a while. That's going to take
a while. Yeah. I agree.
That's on the move. All right, anybody got something for next week?
Well, hell, shit, you know how we go. Wrestling 101. I mean, shit, we next week we hit it when we hit it.
All right, bet it up.
All right, see you next week.
All right, y'all.
All right, peace.